Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the press. Welcome to the second episode of this week's two episodes that we're doing. We're going to talk today about a variety of different events. We've got our secondary event or our additional event or Oppo event, whatever you want to call it, on the PGA Tour, the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about the JM Eagle LA Championship on the LPGA Tour. We'll sneak in a few minutes on the Volvo China Open, although we don't have a lot of conviction plays there for a couple of reasons. And then may try to touch on the Corn Ferry Tour a little bit. If we don't get to it, I still recommend that you watch our series, The Road to French Lick, which we chronicle the Corn Ferry Tour every year. We're just through our seventh episode. We talked to four guys in this episode, so guys all in the top 46 in points, including the number two guy in points, Josh Teeter. So check that out on our YouTube channel or Golf News Net TV or golfnewsnet.com. You can get it all kinds of different places. But it gives you a really good insight into the Corn Ferry Tour, everything that's happening on that circuit. And there's a lot of interesting ways to play it, the Corn Ferry Tour. You can go for some long shots. You can go for some favorites. Got a surprise winner last week in Jeremy Gandon, who I'm pretty sure was in the hundreds to one to win. So let's kick things off with our additional event. We're not going to talk back about the RBC Heritage that has its own event from our own episode from yesterday. This is the Corrales Punta Cana Championship. It is played opposite, once again this year, the RBC Heritage. They're trying to do this with some signature events, although not all of them, but some signature events, especially you get deeper in the year where they're going to have an event opposite the signature event. So the next one will be the Truist Championship. That's going to be in the Philadelphia area this year, not in Charlotte, because Quail Hollow, normal host, is taking the PGA Championship this year. They're going to have an opposite event in Myrtle Beach that weekend. So this is the Corrales Punta Cana Championship, played at Corrales Golf Club in the Dominican Republic. Gone under a couple of different names this tournament. It used to be a much longer name to it. They finally simplified it. It's in the Dominican Republic, as I mentioned. So again, another event that is an Oppo that is played on an island in a Caribbean / Atlantic Island event, just like the Puerto Rico Open. A little bit of a different golf course. Opened in 2010, Tom Fazio design. Tom Kite did the one in Puerto Rico. 72 par, 76-70 in length. Very similar length to Puerto Rico. Same purse, same points, 4 million in terms of total purse, 720K to the winner, 300 FedEx Cup points to the winner. And that's a big deal. Helps get you into signature events and stuff like that. So this is an important week for a lot of players. And a lot of players who need FedEx Cup points bad. That's why they're playing this week. 132 player field. Moving forward, they want this to be 120. And they really want it to be 120, but they got to get in everybody who's eligible from the 125, from Corn Ferry Tour, from Q School, and DP World Tour. So that's how they get to this number. Let's just go over the betting odds real quick. Alex Smalley is the betting favorite, which I find insane. He is 16-1. Didn't expect that at the start of the year, did you? But he is the horse for course play this week. And we'll see that in a couple graphics. But three top 15 finishes here. That's the bad news and the good news, right? You don't want to play here more than once or twice in your life because that means you are not eligible for the signature events or, you know, you're not in good enough a place where you just kind of skip it. And he's equal favorite with Keith Mitchell, who started the week as a favorite. I think Alex Smalley got bet down pretty quickly. He was more than the 20s when the week started. This is as of today's recording. Harry Hall's 20-1. Matt Wallace, who has won here, is 25-1. Aldrich Potgieter, Chan Kim, Seamus Power, all 28-1. Alejandro Tosti is 30. I think he's kind of an interesting play, but not really. Rico Hoey, Ryan Fox, actually like both of them at 33-1. Rico Hoey's a first-round merchant. I would probably play him first-round leader. Emiliano Grillo, he's been around so long, it still strikes me as so weird that he's only won like twice in 15 years, and he keeps finding himself in events like this. Stephen Fisk, I'm going to play this week. I really like his consistency. I think that comes well. Played very well in Puerto Rico, had a chance to win there, didn't get it done, but very close. Charlie Hoffman's a horse for course here. 40-1, has a couple of top 15s in this tournament. Chris Goddard, Garrick Hago has been playing well down on the Corn Ferry, 40-1. Hayden Springer, Joel Damon, past champion. Max McGreevy, he's not playing as well this year. Matty Schmid, 40-1. Matty Schmid's kind of interesting. Garrick Hago is certainly interesting to me. Joseph Bramlett had a very good Puerto Rico Open. He's 45-1. Do you expect that to continue? I kind of do, to be honest with you. Pearson Cootie's 45-1. He's been playing a lot of golf on the Korn Ferry Tour this year. He's clearly demonstrated he's good enough to win at that circuit level, but maybe not quite good enough to win at the PGA Tour level. This is somewhere in between that little step up, but not a huge one. Kevin Roy, you're going to hear that name again, 50-1, I think is worth a play. Now, top 10 for the week. Danny Walker, because of his Players' Championship performance and his overall lack of starts, is number one in the model. Pat Keeter, number two. Close call in winning Mexico. Again, relative lack of starts. Ben Griffin, three. Alex Smalley, four. Keith Mitchell, five. Torbjörn Olesen, six. He gets like a mixture of major starts, especially last year. And he's a pretty good player. I mean, he's a good player. He's in the mid-30s, but he's a good player. Chan Kim, Stephen Fisk, Seamus Power, and Henrik Norlander ran out that top 10. Henrik Norlander has a knack for doing well in these types of events. Seamus Power's been starting to play a little bit better. That injury a couple of years ago really kind of got him off track from being a top 25 or 30 player in the world to a guy who's playing oppos. But he is an interesting player, I think, this week. And again, I don't think any of these guys are a huge surprise. Maybe Norlander to people who don't kind of pay attention to these four degenerates only events, but he's certainly in there. Horses for courses, a lot of the same guys we just talked about. Matt Wallace is a winner. Joel Damon, Alex Smalley, three top 15s. Wesley Bryan, who's something's going on there, whatever. Charlie Hoffman, a couple of top 15s for him. Nate Lashley, Ben Martin has a thing for this event, and Grayson Sig does as well, and they're going to come up in future graphics here in this edition of the show. Past champions going back to 19. Billy Horschel, obviously not defending. Matt Wallace, Chad Ramey, Joel Damon, and two live dudes. Hudson Swafford, well, he's not anywhere now. He's playing Asian Tour, I guess. And Graham McDowell, who's still on live. But commonality between all those guys. Not long hitters, pretty good ball strikers, not the best putters. Who knew? Kind of tends to happen that way on these oppos. Go a little bit deeper in the field. We got 72 players out of the 132 in our graphics. We're not going into like 500, 600 deep. It's just not that kind of tournament, I don't think. Mac Meisner's 50-1. EVR, man, crazy that he's 55-1 with Vince Whaley, Carson Young. Grayson Sig, I think, is worth a consideration at 60. Wade Cummins, I think, is worth a consideration at 60-1. Chad Ramey, a couple years ago, winner, 65-1. Again, you don't want to defend. You don't want to come back here. But if you do, at least you got that going for you. Nate Lashley at 70. I know he's got the horse for course stuff. Take a pass there. Tyler Duncan is kind of interesting to me. Has made a lot of limited opportunities this year. I like him at this spot. Maybe a top 10, not to win, but I do like that play. Chandler Phillips, 75. Adam Svensson, man, I thought he would be something in a few years. There's Ben Martin, horse for course, 80-1. Had the most heartbreaking loss here a couple years ago. Maybe this is his time. Danny Walker is 80-1. It's almost worth a play given how well he did at the Players. There's not a lot of other body of evidence that suggests that anything good's going to happen, but I think it's worth a look. I mean, I don't think he's number one in the ranking. I explain why, but 80-1 seems a disrespectful price for a guy who's demonstrated he can keep up with the best in the world, the Players. Just saying. William Mal, Jeremy Paul, also 80-1. Jeremy Paul not playing his best golf, unfortunately. Takumi Kanaya, 85-1. Danny Willett, how about that? 90-1. Chris Ventura has been playing pretty well on the Corn Ferry, 90-1. Let's see. And he's kind of had to jump back and forth a little bit, unfortunately. Lanto Griffin, 90-1. Mark Hubbard, 90-1. Those would be passes for me. And then going a little bit deeper, I wanted to kind of get this cut off just before 250-1. Russell Knox is a play for me this week at 90-1. Scott can play in the wind, not a long hitter, good ball striker, playing well in the Corn Ferry Tour, wants to get the heck out of there. I'm sure he wants to get the heck out of there. He doesn't want to have to play the Corn Ferry Tour. I think this is a great opportunity to get out of there for him, 90-1. Rafa Campos, 110-1, actually does have a decent course record here. Not the best, not the worst. didn't make a total jerk of himself at the Masters. That's gotta be a motivating factor. I know we talk a lot about numbers on the show, and for good reason, try to take the emotion out of it. But Rafa Campos going from winning a tournament and playing the Masters to then going and having to do this, that's a big step down in class. Kind of like Russell Knox is going to be mad that he's been playing the Korn Ferry Tour when he gets to a PGA Tour event this week. Rafa Campos is going to be mad that he's playing this event, not in the signature event, for $20 million 2 weeks in a row. You know, $21 and $20 million. That might be a motivating factor. Sunil knows, but kind of interesting. Tim Feeding, 110-1, has not turned out to be a great player so far this year. Jackson Super is kind of interesting to me, 135-1. This is a longer golf course than what you saw, obviously, in the second event of the year at the Sony Open in Hawaii, but he did play very well there. I think he could be an interesting top 10 play. Other than that, I think it's going to be a pass for everybody else for me. So I really just want to make this graphic to get you the information about Russell Knox and Rafa Campos to a degree and Jackson Super on the left side of that graphic. Now, let's get into the LPGA event for the week, the JM Eagle LA Championship. We have a new host this year. Important to note that. So any of your horse for course stuff is out the window because Wilshire Country Club is undergoing renovation. So Hannah Green, who is the queen of Wilshire, does not have an advantage here this week. They're playing El Caballero Country Club in Los Angeles, keeping the event there. Par 72, 66-79. One thing I really want to underscore, you know, a lot of people think the LPGA plays like 6,200, 6,300 yard events. And they did for a time, right? But the last few years, especially the last two or three, these scorecard lengths are getting close to 6,800 yards. I mean, these are not, they're getting close to 7,000 in majors. So we are talking substantial lengthening on the LPGA. $3.75 million, big purse. Not quite as many of the world top 50 this week as the T-Mobile match play. And that's probably because T-Mobile is in a contract year, is my guess. But still a great event. And we ran our model for this week. Let's first get to the top of the table, then we'll get to the model. So you got Gino Tittical at 7-1, Nelly Korda 11-1, Hey Ram Rue 12-1, Ayaka Furue, who I picked as our favorite for the LPGA 6 group that we have, Angel Yin 18, Nasa Hatoka 20-1, Minji Lee and Yelimi No at 22-1. There's Hannah Green at 23-1. If this were at Wilshire, she'd be like 17-1. Jin Young Ko 25, Lilia Vu, who apparently was earlier in the week about 50-1 for a very brief time, and I'm sure some people got all over that. That's 25-1 now. Mao Saigo 20-1. Chisato Iwai, 30-1. Yuji Kim, 30-1. Lim Boutier is kind of interesting at 33-1. She had a really nice run in the match play. I wonder if there's something to take from that. Miyu Yamashita, 33-1, I think is worth a play. Aki Iwai at 40-1 is going to be a play for me this week. I think Lauren Coughlin is going to be a play for me this week at 40-1. Had a really nice run at the match play event. So I do like her quite a bit. We've been kind of batting around in our group about maybe having Alexa Pano. She doesn't rate out very well in the model that we do. She's nowhere near the top 10, but she has won on the LPGA. She does have the game to do it. Maybe on an unfamiliar golf course where putting is going to be kind of hard for everybody because you don't know the golf course as well. Maybe there's something to that. Do want to talk about the model top 10 for this week. Tittical, Ryu. Charlie Hall's not in the field. I think I had a wrong field list here, but bump her out. Nelly Korda, Ayaka Furue, Hannah Green, Iwai, Grant Koh, and M. I mean, none of those I think are particularly surprising. Iwai is going to be a play because she's at 40-1, and Hannah Green is just a consistent ball striker, just plays great. Nothing really special there, no huge conviction plays. If you got that Lydia Ko number early, good on you for doing it. That's probably the smartest play of the week. Then lastly, we're going to wrap up with the Volvo China Open. Enhanced Anting Golf Club in Shanghai, 7,100-yard golf course, 71-68 on the scorecard on yards. Robert Trent Jones Jr. design. RTJ Jr. likes kind of a lot of room to play, a lot of wide landing areas, a lot of interesting transitions between fairway and green. Loves room to run. It should be an interesting track, but it's a new track for this event, which kind of gets bounced around every year, it seems. and this event tends to move around. So I don't have many conviction plays here. I'm looking at Hao Tong Li, who's already won this year, trying to get that big win in his national open, and Yao Sloyton at 33-1. Those are just kind of sensible plays more than anything else. There's nothing special to it, but at least wanted to kind of put those out there for you. So that's it for this week. We're not going to talk about the Korn Ferry Tour event down at the LECOM. Again, I'm going to encourage you, if you want to bet that very, very small handle market, go watch our show, Road to French Lick, hear interviews with four guys. We haven't had a repeat winner so far this year in the Korn Ferry Tour, which I think is kind of interesting. This is about when we got it last year with Tim Veeding. This is usually kind of where it starts to take shape, like the person who's going to be number one. Hank Lebioda won the first event of the year, has been number one the first week, and has been number one every week since. It really hasn't been all that close to catching him. It's a longer golf course, so I would consider a bomber player above it, anything else. And it's relatively wide open. It's still Florida, so there's a lot of water and high grass in play, you know, wire grass in play. So there's just some things to consider there if you really want to get in that market. But no recommendations from me there this week. That's going to do it for us this week on the show. Thank you so much for watching or listening. It was a crazy week last week. I hope you were in your one and done league and you picked Rory McIlroy and you won a ton of money, or you won your squares pool or your Calcutta or whatever you win last week. This week, a little bit different. Still got some good options available on the boards for both the PGA Tour events this week and some for the LPGA this week. So take advantage. These are better weeks to have a better edge. Go find guys that aren't being as heavily bet that makes sense. Your JT Postons, your Daniel Berger's being pretty heavily bet. But you got some other options down there in Hilton Head. So take advantage, get a good edge, give yourself a chance, have a lot of fun. You can watch this show on Golf News Net TV, which is available on the GNN app for Roku and Amazon Fire. You can also watch us on Golf News Net TV. It's available on Freecast, Zeem, Sports. You can watch the show on YouTube. Also listen to the audio version of your favorite podcast platform of choice, including our YouTube channel, Golf News Net Radio. That's just our shows in audio form. Join Golf News Net for $40 a year, $70 for 2 years, or $100 for 3 years at golfnewsnet.com. Get access to all of our information, all the research, all the articles, all that stuff that we do every single week, every single PGA Tour event of the season, and now every single LPGA event of the season over at Golf News. Thank you so much for your time. Good luck with all your bets this week, and we will talk to you next week.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.